He holds he only says the Kareinus and Shreifos on Rosh Hashanah. Uvi Yoivlois, and on Yoivl, on Yom Kippur of Yoivl, Uvi Shas Mechoma. For some reason, Rashi says he doesn't know why, but when they went out to have Mechoma, then also they would say the Psukim of the Kareinus and Shreifos. But on a regular, on these times in Yom Yud holds they didn't have to. But instead, they added another two brachas. Now we have the Gears and the Mishnah says, Allah Rishonu Wedem, Mishon Asavrom. Ton and the Brisa says like this, Yesh Machlifim, some changed around the Gears of Tzuakol Eliyahu. But Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't say the word Tefillah like we have it, but rather Hashem answered it Tzuaka, his screaming. Or Tefillah LeShmuel, we have the word Tzuaka by Shmuel, and the Brisa here says Tefillah that Shmuel davened. So Vishlei Magabi Shmuel Ksiv Bei Tefillah Ksiv Bei Tzuaka. By Shmuel is good both, the Al-Mishnah and the Brisa. Because in the Psukim by Shmuel it says both things, he davened and Tzuaka, he screamed out. Elagabel Eliyahu, Tefillah Ksiv, the Pasuk says he davened to Hashem. But Tzuaka like Ksiv, so our Brice here change around the word Tfila and say Tzuaka be Eliyahu HaNavi. So Gemara answers, Anenu Hashem Anenu Loshen Tzuaki. That Eliyahu HaNavi screamed out to daven to Hashem, Hashem please listen, answer me. That's the Loshen of Tzuaka. Aneni Hashem Anenu is the Loshen of Tzuaka of screaming out. Therefore you could say even by Eliyahu HaNavi Bahar Carmel, a Loshen of Tzuaka. Ala Shishas on the sixth Baruch Huayme Mishones Yoyna. Ala Shviyas Huayme Mishones David. For the Gemara Michti, Yoyne, Bosse, Dovr, and Shlomo Hevi. Yoyne, the Nevuah of Navi happened late after Dovr and Shlomo, after they built up Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael. Is my time of Machtam liberation? How can they put Yoyne first and then David? So it says, Mishum, the boy, Lemechta, Merachim, Alorz. Because we want to end off the six brachis with Merachim, Alorz, Hashem, as Rachmonas, on Eretz Yisrael, and that's by Dovr and Melech. Therefore, it says, David, list. The Dovr and Shlomo. They were mispalo on Eretz Yisrael. Tona mishum sumka soyme baruch mashpul ramin. They ended off the bracha that mashpul Hashem lowers down a ramin. The people that are bagayvniks that bring themselves up, Hashem brings them down. In other words, that's the gemar. That's where we end off. That's the inyan of this tefillah that we're davening to Hashem on this tiny sin that we should all lower, humble ourselves to Hashem. Vaita. Then the Mishnah says, Sholosh tainis rishonis. The first set of these three fast days, this tiny sibur from Rosh Chodesh. Kislev from Yud Zayim from Rosh Chodesh Kislev is Anshei Mishmer. Anshei Mishmer means the people that work in the Beis Hamikdash that week. Anshei Mishmer is Misanin, they have to fast. V'lo Mashlimu, they don't have to finish the fast day. Vashenken, the people of Bezdin, the people of the Beis Av that work that day, they don't have to fast at all. Now, turn around, the Brisa went like this. Mifnei Ma, how come Mifnei Ma Omer, why was it said? Anshei Mishmer Mutarim Lishtas Yain Balelis. The Anshei Mishmer, people that work that week, if they worked already, it's not that day tomorrow the condom to work in the Beis Hamikdash, they're allowed to drink wine that night. But by daytime, they're not allowed to drink wine. Why? We're afraid, Shema Tichbar Avoida Al Anshei Beisav. Maybe the Avoida, the work will be too hard on the Anshei Beisav. V'yavoyu v'yesayayu lehem, and they'll have to come and help them. In other words, the Beis Hamikdash was divided like this. There was an Anshei Mishmer, means that week a certain group of condom went into work. And every day of the week, there was a division which kind of worked. So true, even though today is not your day, but maybe the work will be so, there'll be so many kabbonis today that they'll need the reserves, they'll need other kind of to help them. And since you're from this week, you'll have to come and help them. Therefore, anybody that works that week, we don't want them to drink wine at all any part of the day, and nor they should always be available to do the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. Because if you drank wine, you can't do the avoida. And if Neymar Omer, why was it said, Anshei Beisav Loi B'yom B'Malayla? How come the Anshei Beisav, that's the kind of that have to work today? If today is your day to do the bring the kabbonis, you can't drink wine even at night. Because the whole day and night, they're also work busy during the avoida, therefore they should not drink wine. So Gemara goes on like this and says, Mikan Omru, from here we learn that kol koyin, like even today, bizman is there any koyin, shemakia that knows, mishmerosoi, which mishma, which week he was supposed to go into the Beis Hamikdash to do the avoida. Or Mishmeres Beis Av Shlo, he knows which Beis Av his father's from also. So Yedein, he knows, Shebote Yavoisov Kavuin Shom, that his Beis Av, like he's from the Mishpach, his father was Kavua, used to work for sure in the Beis Hamikdash. And they had a set time exactly which day and which week he used to go to do the Avodah. The Halacha is such a person is also Lishtos Yain Kolos Yayim. Even Bizman is there today also, he's also to drink wine today. Since he knows exactly which day he would have to do the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, we have to be afraid maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built today, and today is going to be your day to do the avoida, Therefore, even bezmanas etrei, when we don't have the base of Mikdash, still it's also for you to drink wine. We'll soon see the halacha we don't hold like this. But that's what's mashma from this braisa. Vaita, what about b'makim mishmerosai? Somebody knows which week he was there in the base of Mikdash to do the avoda. V'yein makim mishmeres beisav shaloi, but he doesn't know exactly which day of the week is his day to do the avoda in the base of Mikdash. V'yadei b'riyosu knows shebotei avoisav kavuyim sham, that his mishpach, his father, like was kavua, used to go to the base of Mikdash to do the avoda once a day, one day of the week. But he don't forget which day of the week. He just knows which week. Is also lishtois yain koloisa Shabbos. That whole week, he has to be afraid maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and maybe today will be his day to do the avoda, and therefore he's not allowed to drink wine even today during that whole week. What about Eina Makti Mishmarosa? Somebody does not know which Mishmar, which week he went to do the avoda. He again, he's Makti Mishmarosa, the Eina Makti Mishmaros Beis Av Shaloi, but he doesn't know which day of the week he is to do the avoda. For your day, Shabbati, Avoisa, Kvuyin, Shom, is also Lishtos Yayin, Koloi to Shabbos. That whole week, you invite him. Ainu Makia Mishmarosav, he doesn't know which Mishmar. Mishmar is Beisav, so he doesn't even know which Beisav, he doesn't know which Mishmar, he doesn't know which week even his Mishpacha went to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. But for your day, but he does know Shabbati, Avoisa, Kvuyin, Shom, that he was like from a Meyuchasnik and Mishpacha, that his family, his father, used to work in the Beis HaMikdash, is also Lishtos Yayin Kolashonim. This kohen is not allowed to drink wine the whole year, because any day of the year he has to be afraid maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and maybe it's going to come out today is your day to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore you can't drink wine. But Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe says, Oimerani, I say, also lishtos yayin li'elam. Really, you also have to drink wine any time. Avo maesa, what can we do? Shetakunosa kukulosai. That not to drink wine is a big kilkul, therefore Rebbe says, l'maisa, you don't have to be choshish, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and maybe today will be your day to do the avoda, therefore you are allowed to drink wine today. And Rashi explains what Rebbe meant to say, if you are going to be afraid that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built, even if you know which day is your day, still the whole year should be yossi for you to drink wine. Because maybe when we'll have the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, they'll change around the Seder of the Mishmaris. And maybe Punkt today will be your day to do the avoda. So if you're afraid, no kohen is allowed to drink wine at all, and therefore Rebbe holds that you don't have to be afraid that the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and also secondly that today will be your day to do the avoda. Therefore you are allowed to drink wine today. And Omer Abaye says, Kaman shos yidna kani chamra, kahani chamrei, leitu, according to, do the kahanim seimech to drink wine today, bezman hazeh? Kerebi, they hold like Rebbe Shita, that we don't have to be afraid, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and today, punkt, will be your day to do the avoda. Right, then the Mishnah says, Anshe Mishma v'yanshe Maimid, Asurim l'saper, or l'chabe, to not let her take a haircut, or wash himself that whole week. The week they come to the Beis HaMikdash to do the avoda, they can't take a haircut, or they can't wash their clothing. Or v'chamishi mutar, but on Thursday they're allowed to, if they cover a Shabbos. People used to take a haircut or wash their clothing on Thursday ready for Shabbos, because Friday there was too much to do, to cover Shabbos, so they used to do these things Thursday. On Thursday it was mutar. The Gemara says, my time, what's wrong with the kohen taking a haircut during the week is in the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm a rabba, bar bachon, I'm a rabbi yechanan, because they shall yechanan sulim ish merosam kishem menuvolim. They should not come into the Beis HaMikdash when they're menuvol, when they don't look nice. There's the same reason we have by chol hamoed, why not allowed to take a haircut. It's because we're afraid if people know they're allowed to take a haircut the week they're in the Beis HaMikdash, they'll think the week before I go in, I'm very busy, I have too much to do. I don't have time that week to take a haircut. So I'll come in when I don't look nice, and the first day when I'm at the Beis HaMikdash, then I'll take a haircut. And the Chum didn't want that. They wanted you, but after, to take the haircut before you come into the Beis HaMikdash. So in order that you should not come in maneuver, not looking nice, they said nothing doing. When you're in the Beis HaMikdash already that week you're not allowed to take a haircut. Therefore, all the Kohanim will take the haircut before they come into the Beis HaMikdash. Tana Rabbanim, we'll learn about this in the Braisa. Melech mistape b'chol yoim. A Melech has to take a haircut every single day. We'll soon see why. He has to look nice. And even though hair doesn't grow back so fast, but no, maybe you missed the hair one day, the next day it's out of place already, he has to take a haircut every single day. Kohen Godol mi'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos, a Kohen Godol has to take a haircut once a week. Kohen Hedyot, the regular Kohen, achas l'shoshim yoyim, at least once in 30 days, there's a mitzvah for him to take a haircut. Now, Melech mistabem b'chol yoyim, the king takes a haircut every single day. My time, Omer Rabbi Abba, Bazav, Omakro, the Pesuk says, Melech b'yofyot techazenu enecha. You should always look at the king and see him always looking nice. He's the melech, he's the top of Klal Yisrael, he has to be in top shape, He always has to look nice. He has to have a haircut every single day. Kohen Gadol mi Shabbos le Shabbos. Why Kohen Gadol once a week? My time Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok Hoyle Mishmaros Mischadoshes. That since the Mishmar was saying a new bunch of Kohanim come in once a week, so we want when the new Kohanim come in, when they look at the Kohen Gadol, that's the head. He should look nice to them. So the L'chavet, every time, once a week, that the new Kohanim come in, he should take a haircut and he should look nice in the eyes of the new Kohanim coming in once a week. Kohen Hedyot Achaz Shloshim Yoyim, a regular Kohen has to take a haircut at least a mitzvah once in 30 days. How do we know this? How do we know once in 30 days? Ask your pera min Nazir. We learn it out from a Hilchos Nazir. K'siv Hoch, here by Kohanim it says, V'roishim le'igalechu, they should not cut the hair, or pera le'ishalechu. And their growth, you should not let it grow longer. In other words, the hair should grow, but not too long. We'll soon see what that means. Uksiv Hossam by Nazir it says, Kodesh Yiyagoda Pera Sar Reishay. The hair that grows long during the Naziris has a Kedusha. So you see, Pera is the Indian, how long a hair grows by Nazir. Now, Mala Halin Shleshim, just like by Nazir, Pera means for 30 days, he's not allowed to cut his hair, then he has to cut his hair. His Avkan Shleshim, who are the Nelson, the Pasuk says, with Pera Lishlechu, don't let your hair grow longer than Pera, that means more than 30 days, you're not allowed to let your hair grow. Now, Benozer Gufim, how do we know by Benozer it's only 30 days? That when a person says, Harayalai Nozer, Minastam, he means for 30 days. Minolon, how do we know this? Amakur, the Pasuk says, Yia is Bigamatri Tlosin Evi. The word by Nozer, it says the word Yia, it means for 30 days. So, Stam, when you're Nozer for 30 days, you're not allowed to cut your hair those 30 days. That's called Pera. So, you see, the word Pera goes on here, the length of here, that's grow for 30 days. The other pasuk says by Kohanim, O pera lo yishalechu, don't let the pera grow long. That means you have to cut it once in 30 days. Omle Rapapa said to Abaya, Vidulma may be hokakam rachman. Maybe this is what the Torah means to say. Lalir buklal, I don't let the hair grow long at all. I take haircut very often. Omle, he says like this, Yeviksiv lo yishalchu pera, don't let the hair grow long. Kedakarmak, you'd be right. Habashtadiksiv, now that it says, O pera lo yishalechu, that means pera lehevi. It should grow 30 days. It should be like Peri. You're allowed to let your hair grow the length of 30 days, like it says by Nozer. But don't let it grow longer than that. Because once in 30 days, that's the mitzvah for Kohen Hedyot to take a haircut. If so, afilu idna nami, how come his man is there also? Like, not like regular, the Chom Shita, why aren't we afraid maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built today, and the Kohen will have to go there, have to have a haircut, have to look nice? So even Bizman is there, Kohen should also have a mitzvah to take a haircut at least once in 30 days. Dum yudishtu yayim, just like by drinking wine. Mash yasu yayim Bizman bia. It's only yasu Bizman you go into the Beis Hamikdash. Who the yasu? Shloi Bizman bia shor. This is a teretz. Bizman you don't go into the Beis Hamikdash. It's mutter for Kohen to drink wine. I'll tell you, Afachinami here also. You're allowed to take a haircut today when you're not going into the Beis Hamikdash. For the Gemara Batani, we learned like this. Rabbi Yomer. Yomer ani, I say. That kahani masru and lishtos yair in the oilam, even bizman is there, really kahanim should be yosef to drink wine. Avamayasim, but what can I do if there'll be such an isser, shetakonosa kukulosa. Like here made such a takona that kahanim can't drink wine at all, therefore Rebbe says you don't have to be chashit for it. That was Rebbe's pshat. The Yomer Abayin, Abayin says, kaman shos yid mekani, letudza kahanim drink wine today, bizman is there, chamru, how would the kahanim allowed to drink wine today? It's karebi, they go according to Rebbe Shita. But I'll call upon the mechlal, it's a raya,